Greetings. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We've got a great show. I wanted to cover a little news before we get started. A lot of people come to As You Wish Talk Radio to find out what's really happening in the world because, you know, we live in a world of opposites and disinformation, and we do the best we can to vet things out to make sure that we're giving, you know, accurate information and not some, if we hear something that can't be verified, we'll say it. You know, we'd say, you know, this looks like it's true, but it can't be, you know, can't be verified. But anyway, there's so much going on right now. I know, much to the dismay of a lot of the Democrats and those folks, let's say, you know, things are going down and not in their favor, unfortunately. But, you know, there's always a chance to shift gears and do what's right for the country. But this news is for the conspiracy realists out there. It looks like the Podesta brothers have been arrested. It also looks like Julian Assange has left the embassy and he's cut a deal for evidence against the deep state. Several planes have flown to Guantanamo Bay, hopefully fully loaded, and it looks like the mass arrests have finally begun. And there's a lot of information about Trump's executive order and the state of emergency, which gives the highest authority to the military, which are now the highest courts in the land. So it looks like the roundup has begun, and almost everything we've been told in the past, you know, by, you know, the lamestream news and things like that has just been nonsense. And this is all going to get corrected. And luckily, now I want to do a little disclaimer. You know, I'm really not I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I've always said I want a council of grandmothers to run the planet, but I do have done a lot of research into this, you know, we always, you know, we may not have the exact person we'd like to see in office, but the choices we were given in this last election, considering, you know, Hillary, you know, I think it was a damn good choice, but you know, we'd be fast tracking into social and economic collapse and probably in World War III right now if we went the other direction. So thank God we dodged that bullet. But anyway, getting that aside, I want to go into a more information. I'd really rather not cover this information, to be honest with you. I'd like to go into a much higher note. And speaking of a higher note, we've got Serena Wright Taylor, and she's an astrologist. She uses Vedic astrology, and I've known Serena for a long time. We've been good friends for a really long time. I haven't heard from her in a little while, but it'd be great to hear from her and see what's going on the planet. She's always given very, very accurate information, and I was trying to think of a person that I could bring in for the new year to talk about what's coming up and what's going down, so I couldn't think of a better person to fill that gap. So, Serena, are you with us?
Yes. Hello, James. Great to be with you.
Yeah. I mean, God, I don't even know where to start. I mean, we're in like hyperdrive right now as far as the changes and the shifts happening.
Yeah. I can start by saying that what wonderful visits. We always talk about them. We've had at East SETI in the past and how incredible it is up there and wonderful work you do and the experiences that I had up there that brought up some of my experiences from when I was a child and I had, you know, out of body, you know, classes, I guess, education in spirit. So it's wonderful. It that place sort of triggers the inner self and amazing dreams and amazing information. And, you know, we saw spaceships and everything. So we look forward to coming up there again in the future.
Yeah, definitely have to have you up again. We we just had a massive ship actually land on the mountain. It was too big to go into the mountain like they usually do, and so it had to land. And we got the whole thing on film, and it's miles wide. It's massive.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, it's on the East SETI Stargate page. You know, if you go to East the official channel, check it out. Mm-hmm. But We're constantly loading things, and our affiliate over there in Australia, Peter and Solrita, you know, over in Australia, they're actually getting incredible footage of ships, but they're actually having Pleiadians appear in their house, and they're getting photographs of the Pleiadians actually appearing, you know, in their house. So so it's on. I mean, contact is
beautiful. Yeah.
Is
well, but your chart is like that, so I can talk about your chart later. I'm very, very receptive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd love to hear about that. Mm-hmm. You know, any guidance I can get, because, boy, talk about being challenged, you know.
Yeah.
Up to your eyeballs lately. But what do you see coming up in the future for us, like energetic? I know there's some major, major planetary
alignments. Well, I can kind of go from what from this last year and move forward.
Sure.
Because first of all, it's been a very crazy December, particularly, you know, with astrology, because there was a Mercury retrograde, which is a very normal thing, of course, but it started conjunct Saturn. So that was a challenge with everyone's patience, and it's been with everyone. Sometimes, you know, a Mercury retrograde you don't hardly notice it unless it's on one of your planets personally, but everyone was noticing this, and it's a kind of month when you had, like, say you sent an email and you never heard from somebody back, and then you thought, oh, they don't like me anymore, they're never going to email me again, and you go to some extreme in your head, but all it was is they didn't get the email. And now it's direct, by the way. It went direct on the 23rd. But if anyone's still thinking, this is a really weird December, and but that's why it was. But this last year, and of course I'm a Vedic astrologer, so sometimes I'm going to mention that a planet is in a certain sign, and a tropical astrologer would think it's in the next sign. The thing is that they all work. So we find, you know, your tropical or Western astrology works, your Vedic astrology works. It's not that one is, you know, that I'm saying to dismiss other kinds of astrology, because they all help us in life. And also, they are there, all this astrology and these kinds of sciences are there as a guide. And we can jump on something when there's a certain cycle and think, okay, there's a good cycle for work, I'm going to use it, or there's a good cycle for meeting my soulmate, or whatever it might be. So it's really good to know what the cycles are. Or even sometimes, it's a quiet time, a spiritual time. So once you know that, you can use them rather than being a victim. I never encourage people to just think, oh, what's my chart like? I can't go out today or something. So it's not that it controls us. It's something that we can use. So this last year, Saturn, this is 2017. I'm saying last year because I'm thinking I'm already in 2018. Saturn was at the Gandanta degrees, and so that's the end of, it was at the very end of Scorpio and just coming into Sagittarius, and it was retrograding back and forth. So it spent a lot of time at this, this name is Gandanta, which means drowning. And of course, Saturn's a very powerful planet. And throughout the year, we had other planets aspecting that and squaring that and on that. And so that, so the drowning, of course, it means floods, and that can be, you know, personal experiences in people's lives, as well as, of course, the world, actual water. And then as it came into Sagittarius, which, of course, I know, again, the tropical astrologers have it way in now, but for us, in the sky, according to astronomy, also, it was at the beginning. So as it came into the fire sign, fires happened as well. So it was particularly devastating. And it is out of that now. It's coming out of that now. It will be kind of hanging around that area for a little longer in the Sagittarius, that kind of early Sagittarius. But that very strong degree that was causing a lot of problems, and it sort of reflects, you know, things that we need to learn about. All these things happen for us to change, to take action, to be reminded of things. It's not just punishing, so to speak. So that's moving away, and also the other thing that was causing a lot of problems was the Uranus-Pluto square, and that tropical astrologers know about even more than, you know, Vedic. But yeah, that's very explosive and disruptive. That's moving away. Now, what we have is a lot more balance coming in, and of course, it's always up to us to take action in these things. But what I really feel, first of all, seeing with Jupiter in Libra, it's about balance and justice for all, and things being fair and good. And, you know, because it is Jupiter that's in this sign of Libra, and it's you know, changes that can be disruptive maybe at first. So it can be something like for instance, very often with Saturn in Sagittarius at the same time, it can be because Sagittarius is often connected with the church or established religions, established things. There can be a shake up with those things, and good coming in. So already there's some good improvements with things like that. So there can be some changes you might see in major religions, maybe becoming more caring and how they're meant to be. That's possible. And also Saturn and Sag is the truth coming out, because Saturn really does mean truth, and this can be more truth. And for me, and probably for you as well, the disclosure about the UFO situation is something that's on our mind more than anything. And and we've already seen a move towards that. We've already seen what I think is the beginning, and I think there's going to be more. And so so that's something that people can now take more seriously and not just laugh at or joke about, and maybe come to us for more information, you know, UFO investigators and researchers. So I think that will be something that gets that sparks deep conversation, you know, about everything. Because, as you know, the UFO field, it's not just about talking, oh, there's a light in the sky, but it's talking about, well, where did we come from? Where are we going? You know, and very deep wisdom teaching. So it can spark conversations in all those things now. So I'm looking forward to something like that happening. Now, there is a time that I would say to be aware of in the middle of the year, and there's a total lunar eclipse on July 27th, and I'm sure other astrologers probably might have talked about it already or will be. And so the thing is with that particular eclipse, they're not auspicious for us Vedic people anyway. They're inauspicious. But and they can, you know, trigger some good thing, and you know. But in this case, the nodes are involved, what we call Rahu and Ketu, and Mars, and so it's all of that is square the planet Uranus. So this could bring about something like an earthquake or something disruptive, explosive kind of energy. So I would say, as in all eclipses, don't plan anything new around July the 27th, and we recommend 6 days before and 6 days after. So don't use it to launch something really important or anything. And spiritual activities are really good. And meditation and everything for the planet. And then, you know, let's just see how things go at that time. And I'm not going to predict, oh, it's that particular thing in that particular country. I mean, it might be possible to. We've studied that a lot, looking at the line of the eclipse and things that change. But I haven't done a lot of work into that at the moment. I'm just knowing that that's there. Let's not do anything big on those days trying to launch something, you know. So that's some of the things I'm looking at for the coming year.
Yeah. I, you know, going back to the UFO disclosure thing, and it's always been a major topic with me, and you kind of covered that in a way, but to me, it is so primitive. I mean, what they're doing is so primitive. It's the same old story, the same actors, the same the same colonels, you know, the same, you know, Podesta seems to be involved in it again, although I don't know how he's going to do that from a jail cell. But you know, and I always caution people. I said, you know, you're being given just a thimble, you know, the tip of the iceberg. And the whole iceberg has been there all along. And, it doesn't, you know, it's not just, you know, have we been building craft? Is it nuts and bolts? You know, do we have a secret space fleet, you know, and things like that. And, you know, it goes so far beyond, you know, both directions basically, but, you know, it goes into multidimensional beings, an extremely spiritual aspect to it.
Yeah.
And they seem to always try to lock people into 3D, you know, survival, sex and power, you know, let's get into the heart and really find out what's really going on. And I've always, you know, it's really getting old. And I think this time I'm going to come out and talk about that really heavy in the future. Yeah. Just say, look, you know, we have to grow up. We have to get into our true origins, our ancient history, to understand how we got to where we are now. And we need to realize that UFOs have always been a part of our history, and they're our ancestors, and they're returning, and they have different agendas. So we need to be really clear on who's who, and their cultures, their spiritual advancement and things of that nature. And I think I'm going to move really intensely into that this time. But, they are cracking the door, like you're saying. They're cracking the door. But, hey, let's bring out all the information.
Yes, because that's what I think, that the fact that this is mainstream without judgment, as a report, that's what was so impressive. Because when I saw it at first, I thought, oh, well, we know that. And I thought, oh, wait a minute, this is on regular news. And so people who weren't thinking about it before, or maybe were thinking about it but didn't discount it, will now come to us. That's what I mean. And not just us, but, many different UFO investigators, and start reading serious information about it. So that's what I think. Yeah, you're not going to get a report about every single thing about the deep spirituality or the ancient visitors. Although, of course, Ancient Aliens has been on TV for quite a while, and that's what people thinking. So that's good. But but then they start to think, oh, maybe all this is true. And then trying to figure out which is and which isn't, instead of just discounting it completely. So that's how I'm thinking. I'm feeling optimistic about it.
Great. Yeah. Also, too, I've noticed, we've seen that in the UFO community. It's like the people that are still, pushing the old news, 50 years ago, things that happened, they get the pulpit, they're the main stage, and also the people that are painting a really dark story get the pulpit, as well as the ones that are saying there are no negative ETs whatsoever. I mean, that is incredibly irresponsible.
Or the other way. Yeah, it's sufficient when that happens. Yeah, one way or the other, because there's everybody, just like people.
Yeah, so where's and the one thing I noticed that in the UFO community, I mean, I'm one of the most censored people in there, because we give the whole enchilada, we cover a balanced message, and it upsets people that are giving half-truths or half-messages. But I noticed, too, is that in the UFO community, a lot of the women were just either basically pushed out or ignored. And, there's people like Mary Rodwell and a lot of others that are excellent. I mean, they have beautiful information, but, they've basically been shoved aside. And a lot of them have just disappeared altogether. They just got fed up with the good old boys network. But what I'm really hoping is that what I do at the ranch is I make sure to invite a lot of these women in ufology to come and try to support that and give. Mm. And they usually give a more balanced side of things.
Yeah.
And they talk about the heart connection and the more spiritual aspect of it.
Wonderful. Yes, Mary Rodwell helped me understand some of my experiences because I've even done something called time manipulation, which I was thinking, is this a dream? But that as a lot of people listening, I'm sure, you have dreams that they're more real than life, and you learn things, and we have more abilities in those dreams. And I don't know whether, some people think, are we on a UFO having this class? But I think also we're on a higher spiritual plane that we go to, and we learn and we absorb information, we come back to use it. And sometimes we remember and sometimes we don't. But I've guided, most of my life has been guided by these, what people might think are dreams, but they're not.
exactly. Yeah, they have the ability to take you. You could be walking across a field. They could pick you up, take you to a place and school you, for like two weeks if you wanted to. And they'd put you back and you'd kind of like miss a half step or something. You might stumble a little bit and go, what just happened?
And that's so interesting. Yeah, because a lot of it happens when I'm sleeping. But that could be true as well.
Yeah, a lot of people are waking up just beat up, and they go, what just happened? And you're working really hard on the other dimensions. And, the majority of people, it seems like a lot of people think that they're just a body and a personality, and they go to the TV to inform them on what's going on. But you're actually a spirit that has a body and a personality, and that spirit's multidimensional, and it's busy. I mean, there's some interdimensional warring going on, and a lot of times we get up and we go, God, I feel like I just went through a battle. And a lot of times It just wasn't on this dimension.
Yes. Oh, incredible. I think that more now is more of a time to take action ourselves, and that's what a lot of us have been doing this year more than ever, because of all the negative things that are happening in the world. We have, you know, really seen that. Let's individually take action. And it's easy to think, oh, well, how could I change the world? It's too big. I can't do anything. But the thing is that if each individual does something, and we change one person's life, one person's world, so to speak, or one animal, or the environment in nature, if we all do something, that is, the whole world can change. So that's what we're noticing, and I volunteer for a couple of foundations that are doing that. And so I think, therefore, we feel we're doing something, and we bring our frequency to these people and into other people, you know, our positive frequency. And maybe that's some of the things we're learning on the other. I feel like that is. I've been guided to do these things from those dreams and those experiences. But I also am noticing there's instant good karma. So I really want to say there hasn't always been, but there's more than ever. It seems to be coming back to me quicker and coming back to other people quicker. And so I really want to say sometimes you put things off, and we think, well, I'll help other people, or I'll do this good work. But first of all, I have to make a certain amount of money first, or I have to meet my soulmate first, or I have to do this or that. And we put it off. But the thing is, just go ahead and do it, because all those things that you want can come to you with doing your service and being in that service-oriented mode. And then you meet these fantastic people that are also in the same, you know, aligning on the same level. Mm-hmm. And the HeartMath Institute has shown that the electromagnetic field of the heart is 5,000 times stronger than that of the brain. And mm-hmm. so when you're doing something good for someone, even a little thing, a compliment, any little thing, it really elevates the frequency of that person. And then they go out to do something for another and spread that energy. So that's what we're thinking about these days.
Yeah, a lot of the scientists, they're so locked into the brain, you know, and this just yeah. brings a whole new light on the subject that, you know, there's more neurons in the heart, and the heart is, you know, like you're saying, 5,000 times stronger. Mm-hmm. So the real knowledge and the real process and the real ability to affect things comes through the heart. And I've always told people the soul sits right next to the heart, and your soul is your connector to the source where all information yes. resides. And in Yigong, the practices we do, they found out there's three major centers, energy centers. It's that, you know, the head, the heart, and the lower Dantian. And you're really supposed to merge these, bring the lower Dantian up into the heart and the brain down into the heart and access. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's when you're really walking in your power.
But action from the heart level. Exactly. That's the way to take action. That's great.
Yeah, because the brain just will take you all. It'll validate everything. You know, it's like, yeah. well, you know, I have to put food on the table, so I'm gonna get in my chemtrail plane and spray, you know, a bazillion people with toxic metals. You know, the brain will say, yeah, that's okay because I'm taking care of my family. You know, but your heart is going, you know, there's other families down there, I got to stop this. You know, I got to stop doing this.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's incredible.
We're having this big explosion of truth coming out right now, and you know, it's everything's in opposites right now, but it's flipped. And like all the agencies are doing exactly opposite their mandate, you know, what they're supposed to be doing. And now it's being flipped. Is there some kind of an astronomical thing going on, or astrological thing going on that is pushing that direction?
Well, I would say, first of all, in the overall view, that this is the age of Kali, as you know, in Vedic astrology, we call it that. And you can really see it at the moment, and not necessarily, I mean, particularly astrologically right now, but in general. And it seems to be getting worse. But of course, as I was saying before, that wakes us up and helps us to take action. But one of the things about the age of Kali is the ignorant will be leading the masses, you know. And so so that doesn't have to be all the time, and it can change. Mm-hmm. Particularly because there's a prediction in the Vedas about a mini golden age. And mini means 10,000 years. That doesn't sound very mini, but it actually is much shorter than the actual golden age. So that's what I really always kind of have in the back of my mind when I see, you know, people waking up and like you talk about this heart energy, because golden age is all about that, and it's about the value in love and service, and not value in, you know, outward possessions or money or, you know, banks and all that kind of thing. The value is in real wisdom and love and service. And so, in spirituality, in other words. So you see gradually there's these changes that will lead to that. But but the shadow is, you know, when the light comes in, the shadow gets darker. So we're seeing so much of the shadow at the moment. Yeah. But it's important to know it's there in order to clear it out, but then not to buy into the same anger. And that's hard sometimes, not to feel, you know, be pulled into fighting with the anger and shouting and all that. We have to, you know, keep in our heart center, you know, and take action with that love. So that's how I'm kind of looking at it. Is it's Kali Yuga, and just horrible thing, and we kind of fed up with it. But also the Kali Yuga talks about, you know, this age, spirituality, sound vibration is very important, and it can be, of course, you know, chanting and mantras. But all kinds of sound. There's so many much messages coming in music and also other kinds of spiritual sounds and meditation that way. So that's another thing that I think is very important, sound vibration and calming and helping. And people heal so much with songs and music. It helps us heal the past and feel empowered and positive. So that's very important too at this time. I think that there's a lot of hope for change, but I also feel what's happening also with conspiracies and kind of not including them too much in my conferences at the moment is because some people think every single thing is a conspiracy, and so therefore it goes to like the most extreme, right? Every single thing that happened, maybe it wasn't really real. You know, I was in England when something happened, and I had a friend who was driving me around telling me, oh, that didn't really happen. But I was right there in London, and it happened. You know, and I know people in the entertainment field and in the media who do report the truth, who do go on. You know, I've known all my life. I've used to work in BBC, and who are dedicated to finding out and getting to the bottom of things. So it's not that every single thing is fake news, and it's not that every single thing is conspiracy. But yes, there is, and we know that, especially in the UFO field, because I've been in that for years, that yeah, there is a conspiracy. So it has to be balanced out. We have to kind of like be discerning to figure out, you know, am I going to just believe everything one person says just because I like something they said or not? Am I going to use my own intuition, my own intelligence, my own research?
Yeah, exactly. So I've seen. I'll tell you what I've seen, which is just blowing me away. And if anybody, like, you really have to watch this stuff with loving detachment. If you get hooked into it, then you get all emotionally involved, and it just messes up your whole day. But some of the things I can't even watch. I watch and I see some of these women, and they've lost all femininity whatsoever, and they're very vile, they're very angry, they're very wounded, and I can't even listen to them anymore. I have to just change the channel, and it's very sad, because and you know, I'm not putting down women. I love women. I love the divine feminine.
Oh, I know.
And it's so sad to see them giving up their power and trying to become something else, thinking that that's how they're going to regain their power. And there's no hard energy there, and no discernment. They're just coming from the wounded child. It's like, and I see these people over and over, and what there's a thing called Trump something. It's a Trump syndrome. where no matter what you ask them, they shift it and blame it on Trump. It's like, no, that wasn't even the question, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, let's just answer the question. And I think it's Trump derangement syndrome or something like that. And I was watching these things and I was going, you know, not to be graphic, you know, but, you know, Trump could fart and it would be on CNN, on mainstream news for 2 weeks, right? And you'd see how disgusting, everybody showing their disgust at it, you know, and Hillary could go up and shoot somebody on live TV and they'd twist it to, this is why we need gun control and she's our hero, you know, and, you know, and you're going, where, you know, where's the common sense here? Where's the logic?
It can be done either way, you know, everyone believing everything, like I was saying before, and thinking everything he says is perfect or thinking everything he says is wrong. But like you said, it has to be above that. We have to transcend all that. And it's hard sometimes, but you know, I mean, you're talking to someone who does want gun control, so that... I really think that those, you know, and one of the things I say, I'll say about that with the guns is that people say, well, we need them to fight the government, you know, or even the secret government or whatever. But then my hairdresser I was talking with her about that, and I said, well, you know, she does believe about UFO crashes and everything. And I said, well, there's been a lot of weapons that can stop. People of the a UFO has got defensive weapons, so it can stop the car working, can stop it being shot at by military. It has ways to make that not happen. So of course, you don't think that if there's a secret government that has back engineered all these things, that they haven't got a way to stop these a better kind of weapon and to stop even people being able to hold a gun and it will drop from their hand. So why even bother to have it for that reason, you know? And then she was thinking, oh, yes, so that's very interesting. I think that, you know, even guns, they're primitive weapons, even as far as weapons are concerned. So to have them for that reason is not an excuse to me. I don't think they are needed at all. And that includes, you know, like coming from England, you know, I would say, you know, police and everything. So that's just my opinion, but it's not a political thing. It's just, I would say, you know, that's what I believe, and that's what a lot of us in other parts of the world look at it and think, look at all these murders and stuff. Why are they having guns, you know?
it seems like the basically, just from my opinion, every tyrant, you know, when they came to power, the first thing they did was get rid of the weapons. It didn't matter if it was guns or knives or spears or bows. They got rid of all the weapons. Even if you had a butter knife, you know, you could be arrested. And then the mass killings. And that's an ongoing historical fact, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And I think that is what people are saying. And, you know, the Second Amendment is to protect us against a government that's run amok, and we do have a government that's running amok, and the swamp is being drained right now. And
but
coming
there's
from
other weapons out, there's other, as you know, there's other powerful psychic kind of weapons and things that people don't have, so that their guns will be useless anyway. That's kind of what I'm saying.
Well, but if somebody doesn't have those weapons and they're coming at you with a weapon, that's the next best thing.
Yeah.
But that's the way I look at it. You know, coming from a hunting family, and you know, it's like I evolved out of it. I don't hunt anymore. I have a really hard time shooting it. Although we did have to shoot a cougar recently that came down, was stalking the people and killing the livestock. And I felt very bad about that. I felt very sad about that. But it, you know, you can't have somebody stalking your friends and family. You know,
I remember something, how you love nature, and I remember something that happened to you. You might have forgotten about this, but I always remember it. That you had to move a tree that was growing close to another tree, and you put it in the forest, and you heard a little voice saying, "We love you." Remember that? That was so incredible.
It's living out in the wilderness where I live. You know, we do have bears and cougars and things of that nature. And you never know. Sometimes they get sick or something happens to them and they come down, and you just have to deal with it, unfortunately. But To me, I would rather see not the need for these things, you know, and stuff like that. But, and I think we are going to eventually evolve to that level where they won't be necessary. I just don't think we're there yet. And,
like on the higher planets, like on the, you know, Pleiadian planets.
You know, if we had a Department of Defense that was totally geared, you know, right now it's the Department of Offense. We're all over the planet right now. And if we had a true Department of Defense and Homeland Security that was really there to protect the rights of the people, you wouldn't need guns. But we have the opposite right now. But it is being cleaned up. You know, that is being cleaned up. But we've had exactly the opposite. And so it's the only, I think one thing is the guns are the only thing that is keeping a lot of these politicians at bay, because they know if they go too far, you know, anybody could come out of the force and take care of business. And I also think too, a lot of these false flag things are created exactly to do that, to disarm the people or disempower the people. But, you know, that's just my opinion right now. But eventually I would love to evolve to a level where we had like an incredible defense department, you know, that was really protecting the rights of the people, you know, our right to privacy and things of that nature. Then they wouldn't be necessary.
Yeah. Well, I often think about, you know, what I would do if I was president, you know, like we all do.
But
I think that, you know, the education, spiritual education as well, you know, is material education, spiritual education, education about the environment and nature and everything as well. You know, that it has to start there, because a lot of it has come, you know, these things have come from ignorance or bad mental health, from the bad pharmaceuticals and all that. So that's all, you know, there's so much that we could go into that has to be changed. But yeah, your chart, I can just say a few words. I wanted to, you know, I can see any Vedic astrologer would see the amount of planets you have in the sign of Cancer, including the moon, which is in its own sign. Incredibly compassionate and aware. And it's all in the second house of speaking, and also, you know, of receiving information and speaking. So, you know, you're so intuitive and perceptive, and then you can speak to bring people to more knowledge, and, you know, especially your healing. It's like the healer. So really, I mean, I think one of the best things you do is those, you know, the healing sessions you do, and speaking from, like, channeling and speaking from that higher sense. It's very powerful. And I would say that this year there's, you know, a lot more opportunities. And already, and so even though you might feel overwhelmed lately with some of the things that have been happening, and right now you have a Mars return, so that's like, you know, a lot of energy, but also some challenges and some irritation. But it's a lot of energy. And this whole year, you're going to find a lot of opportunities, and some of them are going to come suddenly. And that's because of your Jupiter transit, particular Jupiter transit you're having. So anyway, I can talk a lot of, you know, more personally about your chart, you know, at other time, in private way. But I did want to say those things. And so it's one thing that I would say to be careful of for you this year is to not overwork, or not to, like, you know, push too hard, because you need to be in gentle circumstances, gentle surroundings, like you said, Iranj, for receiving the information. So there will be, you know, opportunities for traveling and speaking and all kinds of things. But you want to make sure that you balance that. And I know you do with this time in nature and everything, because that's where you're most receptive, and it can get, if anything affects your health, it can be the energies of too much around you going on, too much, you know, stuff in the atmosphere, like busy place, a city, or busy place, you know.
It's funny, I was just talking about that with Ashley. I just said, you know, I can't keep going at the pace I've been going at. I'm going to have to kind of slow down a little bit this next year, because I have other really big projects I'm going to have to focus on. And I'm really going to watch my energies. If I'm getting too drained, I'm going to have to, like, like you're saying, get out in nature and get out in the garden and things like that.
Yeah, because that's so healing for us, and that's so balancing for us to connect with the earth. And I live in a city, and I love it, but I do a lot of gardening, and I you know, that sort of balances me out too.
Yeah, going back to what you're talking about with the educational programs with the children. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always talked about that universal law, you know, which is universal peace and brother, sister, love, and individual and freedom and prosperity for everyone. It's something we can all agree on. You don't have to make a religion out of it. But I always wonder, why is this not taught as a foundation, you know, in the base levels? And because it's not, a lot of people don't have any foundation, and they become just little consumer zombie robots, but they have no foundation, so anything goes. And I think that's one of the main problems we have in our society right now, is the way the children are raised and taught, and the reflection they're getting from their parents as well. And we've got to make some major changes there if we are going to have, you know, a healthy society and environment.
Yeah, and often it's so hard for parents because of the work hours and the stress of that, and not enough support that they don't have so much time either. But unfortunately, the only schools, I mean, there are spiritual supportive very schools that talk about nature and everything, but they are private, and so not everyone can afford them. But there are some out there. That is the problem, and I often think that it would really be good if children, at least, you know, they learned gardening in school. There was gardens and everything, and learned to do organic gardening, and that would be so much fun for them, and something they could use in the future.
I've always wanted to do a school there. I have the top part of the ranch is what you saw, but there's another 30 acres in the bottom, and I really want to do something there. I've had some kind of a school system there. I've been looking at some different options. We do have a lot of the resistance from the county, you know, in doing that. But
that could be a summer camp, right?
Yeah. And eventually I would love to have a setup there, you know, like a school, you know, for the kids, and it'll be like Jedi training, you know, universal principles, you know, teach them gardening, maybe some martial arts, you know, like teach them Yigong and energy practices and, you know, things like that. Give them a good solid foundation.
Yeah, and even if it was just a summer school, a summer camp, it would affect them forever. They would learn things. It would be so good. What a great thing.
Oh, when we bring out the technology and show them the orbs, show them the light spheres and the UFOs and everything else, they're completely changed. It totally opens their mind up to a greater reality. And I see it all the time. And some kids come up and they're already plugged in. I mean, they came from those other dimensions and other civilizations. And all you're doing is reminding them of what they already know.
Yes. Well, it possibly, I mean, just looking astrologically, I'm thinking possibly end of this year, 2019, it looks, you can get more, you can get things done this year. But there might be some challenges, and there'll be many opportunities. But next year, it looks more of a flow. I mean, sorry, 2019.
Yeah.
Looks more of a flowing year for you, more easy flowing, less obstruction.
Yeah, because lately, you know, pretty much, I'm like the key person that's funding everything through book sales and counseling and the workshops, and then I have volunteers that help out, which I'm extremely appreciative of. But it would be nice, you know, and we don't have a following, you know, so there's no, you can't say this is a cult or anything else, because there's a free newsletter. That's it. You know, it's like there's nothing to join.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to shift something. And I don't want to go into, you know, creating another religion or any kind of a cult thing. I want to teach people to lead themselves and be free thinkers. And that's my whole program. So, but I do think I have some three or four irons in the fire for some major funding. And once that comes in, we you know, and bringing this other wisdom and knowledge out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that can really change things. Fantastic. And the energy there is so powerful. Just being there, one feels uplifted. I can tell you, you know, I've been there twice. And I went with my son, and my son remembers it too, and remembers things, and he'll bring up things about his experience up there too.
Yeah, I remember every time you left, you'd leave for like 5 or 10 minutes, and then a big ship would come out, and your son would be out there. he'd be calling for you. It's really funny.
Oh yeah, there's some old tapes of me of everyone saying, "Serena, come here."
Yeah, big old mothership flying over. Yeah, we're getting phenomenal footage. Treetop level, even below the treetop level, massive light ships, and it's all on record, you know. And mm-hmm. Now we're having the beings actually appear and getting photographs of them. And I wonder, you know, it's pretty insane. Anybody with common sense would go, you know, if they're having that much activity and they're showing up exactly when and where they say they're going to show up, and they're getting beings appearing to them, you know, mm-hmm. masters and ETs, and getting photographs, you'd think that people would automatically go, oh, this is where it's happening. This is where it's happening. But there's this huge program of controlling the narrative and keeping everybody it locked in the past, you know, or nuts mm-hmm. and bolts or things like that. And proving that UFOs exist. I mean, I can't believe we're still doing that. It's so primitive. I'm always wondering when is humanity just going to get the big wake up call? And I think it's going to happen when they do a mass decloaking. And I don't think that's very far away.
Oh, now that's an interesting thought. Yeah, that the ETs would be showing us more. Yeah, and I can feel that, you know, when you talk about it, that feels intuitively, correct to me. I don't really, like, have a date on that. But, you know, as you know, and I think a lot of people know, they can be seen by some but not by others. So you could be looking up there, some people wouldn't see it, some other people would. mm-hmm. You know, they arrange that. They can make it so that somebody's not seeing the ship. And so we don't know how many ships are up there, sometimes right there, and you know, we're not seeing them.
Yeah, and that happens to me a lot, because when you do your practices, you're going to raise your frequencies. And when you raise your frequencies, you can see more of the visible light spectrum than others. And so somebody who is operating on a higher frequency would be able to see the ships too, and another person may not. And we had a camera crew come out from L.A., this massive ship powered up right over our heads and went right over us and then made a turn and disappeared. And everybody jumped up at once and goes, look, you know, like grab your camera. And they had their cameras mm-hmm. and everything. They never saw it.
How interesting.
And they said, you know, judging by the way everybody jumped up at once and everybody was pointing and getting excited, we know something was there. They said, but they never saw it. And so it is, if you're heavy into social consciousness and you're in that mindset, it has a frequency to it. And so you got to get out of the cities, you know, out of the psychic turbulence and the electronic turbulence going on, and get out in nature and raise your frequencies. And that's when you're going to see these things.
Yeah. And it's the same with even the our helpers, our angels, or our people who've passed, coming to visit, you know, that we can feel when they're in the room as well, and that can be in the middle of a city or in the country, but you know, if we can tune in and feel that, and I've had that a lot lately as mm-hmm. well, and it's incredible. I'm really hopeful all around because of the positive experiences people are having, and then, you know, to really for everyone to really concentrate on your, you know, their own truth. That's kind of how I would. And the love frequency for everyone.
Yeah, I agree that they did a poll in Texas after they had this huge flyover, and they did a poll to see if people believe that UFOs existed, you know, and 99%, it was just on the local news, 99% of the people said, yeah, UFOs are real. So So, you know, you look at the lowest mm-hmm. poll I've ever seen is in the mid 80s, like 86%. And so, you know, basically, what's the point? You know, the cover up's over. You know, mm-hmm. it's that now we need to go on to who are they and why are they here? You know?
Yes, exactly. And a different kind. And then, you know, it's such an incredible education to study the various different kind of groups, the VTs and you know, whether people can even, they don't have to be thinking that every single thing is true. It's just a question of having your mind open, as I said, it, mm-hmm. expanding the mind to include the universe or beyond. And those
yeah,
are
the
kind
your,
of conversations which
yeah.
we love to have.
Exactly. Use your heart to figure things out. Forget about all the other nonsense out there. Just feel into it. If it feels right, then check it out. If it doesn't feel right, you know, people, when these ships come over, I've had ships come in and twice, you know, one time, I won't mention names, but there were some people out there that, you know, I'm not sure about, but the ship came in and it was one of those, what are they, TR-3s, you know?
TR-3Bs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it came in and everybody was screaming and yelling and all excited and everything. And I said, well, I think that's ours. And people got really angry at me. And they said, well, why? You know, why? And I said, there's no consciousness on that ship. You know, I said, whoever's in that ship is not very conscious. And mm-hmm. it's nothing like tuning into a fifth, sixth, or seventh dimensional being, you know. So I said, I really think that's ours. And then sure enough, you know, finally you could hear the thing. And when it came over, and it was definitely, you know, wasn't one of the ships that we usually see there. And then we had a huge reptilian ship coming in, and the same thing, that those who were sensitive got a really bad feeling when it was coming in. And we saw it just turn into powder, like a big blue flash hit it, and it just turned into powder.
Oh, how interesting.
You know, which validated that, you know, they came with ill intent, and they were met with the same intent. So, you know, it's, we have to keep on, you know, keep our inner sensitivity going and trust our feeling, you know, and if you're not feeling that love frequency or that high frequency, you know, it's like you have to honor that. And mm-hmm. we have the old saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't, you're benevolent, you know, so we have to use discernment. Yeah.
And visually, the TR-3B has a light in the middle. It's in case someone doesn't know about that, they're triangular. They have a light in the middle and a light on each corner. And, mm-hmm. and so even just looking at it, generally, of course, that doesn't mean an ET craft couldn't have the same. But that is the way the TR-3B looks.
And now the Andromeda ships are similar looking. They're very triangular and things like that. And I don't know if they've tried to mimic the Andromedan ships or not, but again, you know, you can tell the difference when you see one of ours if you've been in the field long enough and you kind of know what we have there.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, the other thing too is, you know, we've had triple PhD Boeing engineers, Skunk Works, Lockheed Skunk Works guys. We've had Air Force Base commanders and air traffic controllers and pilots, and they've all gone on record saying, I don't know what this is, you know, but they're not ours, you know, because, you know, these things morph into three and back into one again. And
I remember seeing someone, I was up there and seeing how they did the right angle turns, and then they would light up sometimes and not light up other times.
Serena, what's the best way for people to get in contact with you if they want a personal reading or get more information about your work?
Oh, yes, they can email me at Serena... at vimana.org, Vimana like the ships in Sanskrit, V-I-M-A-N-A, vimana.org. Or I have a voicemail, and so you can call 310-335-5617, and I'll call you back if you prefer to do it that way.
Awesome. Boy, I wish we had more time. There's a lot more we can cover, and I don't think this net's going to hold up, but... We'll continue onward and continue later and get more information from each other. And I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and we'll have to
thank
do it
you.
Again soon.
Yes, I hope to talk to you again soon.
Great. All right, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the VBS Network, signing off. stay in the heart, watch the skies, and use discernment, because a lot of things are coming up. Have a great evening. Good night.